Corner coming up later in the program. We'll get a visit with Coach Pelly from Western Boone. Joining us now from Lebanon High School, Tigers head coach Jeff Smock. Coach Smock, are you with me?
I am. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing great. Glad to have you along with us here and get a chance to talk about the Tigers matchup with the Eagles. I guess the final matchup for the foreseeable future. This is the final run of this particular contract.
Yeah. We've been playing them, I think, this go around for, I don't know, maybe 10, 12 years or so. And, this was kind of the last one of that cycle. And, both teams are heading in a different direction week two next year. But, it was a great environment last night, a really good football game for a long time. And, I think, it was a great environment and, it was a great night.
Who will be taking Zionsville's place on the schedule? Have you decided on a team at this point?
We've had some discussions with a couple of teams. We haven't completely narrowed down exactly who it's going to be yet.
Is there someone you'd like to play?
I don't know. We had some discussions with Monrovia, Coach Olson, our former offensive coordinator, but I think some changes in their schedule may prevent that from happening. That was kind of who we were kind of honed in on, but some recent changes have kind of made that so it looks like maybe that's not going to be able to happen. So we'll kind of figure out where we're going to head and we'll find a good opponent for week two before it leads us into conference play.
Again, Coach Smock along with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corners. We get a chance to talk some Lebanon Tiger football. And so I guess it almost seemed in a lot of respects the game took a back seat to the weather. Did you feel that way as well a little bit?
Yeah, well, I mean, you're dealing with it all week. You had teams that were practicing in the morning. I know Coach Turnquist and Zionsville, they chose to practice in the morning. And, obviously that presents some challenges. But, for us, we felt like it was going to be in our best interest to practice in the evenings. So we were used to going a little bit later. We were practicing at 8 o'clock Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And so you were really battling the heat all week. But we had a great week of practice. It's almost kind of nice, it's like you had a little bit of a break there after school, and then you come back, and the boys are really dialed in. Obviously you're focused on hydration, and, there was a lot of bananas getting eaten this week for sure. I think once we got out there, we were able to get warmed up. The game getting bumped back an hour was just kind of a formality, really. From there, you really didn't think too much about it.
Again, Coach Smock along with the Sear on this segment of the Coach's Corner. So you make adjustments because of the weather, but in a lot of respects, the game planning doesn't change all that much, does it?
No, not at all. You've got the things that that are important that they do, that you've got to do, and it's another week of practice. You're just trying to make sure that for us, it was all about making sure that we got enough time on the field to do the things that we needed to do to make sure that we were as prepped as we could possibly be. Like you said, it was just, everything was kind of status quo other than the time of when we practiced.
Again, we're talking Tigers football here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. Jeff Smock along for the visit. And so tell me about game preparation as you prepared for the Zionsville Ball Club, because Zionsville presents a lot of challenges, I would guess.
Yeah, defensively, they're so sound in everything that they do. They're a disciplined football team on the defensive side and on the offensive side too. But, defensively, that's what really presents you some challenges. They've got a great defensive line. It makes it tough, most of the time to get your running game going. And then, offensively, they've got such good skill guys out on the edge that you think, okay, hey, we got to try to really kind of limit what they do in the passing game. And then you look at their size on the interior and their running game. We've struggled to stop the running game for 3 or 4 years now. It presents a lot of challenges. I think that's most weeks. You got the teams have their strengths. Your job is to try to go through and minimize their strengths and maybe highlight their weaknesses wherever you can find those. And that's kind of the chess game getting played.
Again, talking Lebanon Tiger football here on this segment of the Coach's Corner with Tigers head coach Jeff Smock. So let's get into the game and talk about how the Tigers performed. And coming out of the gate, you won the coin toss and deferred to the second half. And so you knew Zionsville would get their offense out on the field immediately, so you're going to put your defense to the test. And I thought that first drive, the defense held up pretty well, just allowing the 35-yard field goal attempt. And you're always going to see a good kicker when you face Zionsville. And the field goal was good, but just give me a quick evaluation of what you saw out of your defense in that first opening drive by Zionsville.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, you know, they're tough. You know, it's you know, you got to really pick your spots, and you know, the defense did a great job. They rose up. You know, we bent a little bit there, and they were able to drive down on us. But you know, anytime you can hold a great offense to three or to nothing, you know, that's a win. And so, you know, we were happy with that. And you know, you're down 3-0, and you're getting the ball, and you're ready to move on.
And all night, whenever Zionsville was kicking off, it seemed like the Tigers were always starting at the 20-yard line. That's an advantage, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, you get it. You know, especially for me, I'm the one that's drawing up kick return schemes, and you know, you get these schemes drawn up like, hey, I think we got a chance at one of these, and then you kind of, well, if they give us a chance, you know, it is such an advantage to not even get the ball in your hands there to attempt to make a play, you know, he was booming them last night for sure.
You feel a little bit like the Maytag repairman when you're
yeah. It's just tough, you know. I mean, you want that opportunity there, but I mean, I think one of them he kicked out of the back of the end zone. So, you know, we had that a few years ago with Parker Newman, which I think we had maybe 15 touchbacks that year. It is so, you know, we've had that before. And so, you know, when you've got that guy, it is absolutely a huge, huge advantage.
So the Eagles get up early, 3-0, and so the Tigers get the ball starting at their own 20-yard line. Put a nice drive together, ended up being about a 9-play drive, but you turn it over on down. And so the Eagles get it in decent field position at, I think, at their own 41. But they fumble the ball away, so the Tigers get a chance to maybe do something offensively with the football, but just not able to get anything going. I think there was a false start against your kids, which kind of hurt you on that drive.
Yeah, you know, that was the tale of the tape for us last week. You know, we were better last night, no question about it, in terms of the things. You know, we talked before the game about control the controllables. Well, the most controllable thing, you know, the biggest thing you've got control over is silly penalties. You know, false starts, offsides, things like that. You know, we were absolutely better last night than what we were last week, but still too many. You know, anytime you put yourself behind the chains, you make things more difficult for yourself. You know, you're putting yourself in a position where the defense is more in an advantageous position. You know, it complicates things. But, you know, I was proud of our guys' fight. You know, we got better. I know we scored 3 points last night. You know, that doesn't fall on deaf ears there. But we our offense got better from week one to week two. And we saw a lot of improvement in so many areas. Just we've got to find a way to get rid of those. You know, even if it's that one small little penalty there that can really prevent you from keeping your drive going, we got to find a way to get rid of those.
So Zionsville, though, unable to do anything with the ball as Trey Reese comes up with a nice interception.
Yeah, I think we forced 3 turnovers in the first half. You know, that's like we talked about. You know, defensively, you know, we feel really good about what we can do each week. You know, offensively, we've talked about how you know, this offense is going to need some time to find its legs. You know, I think we saw that last night. You know, we were able to, you know, against a great defensive line from Zionsville, we were able to find our running game. You know, our offensive line made some big strides from last week to this week. You know, being able to run the ball, but even pass protection wise. You know, Ty Reagan, Orson Bapanda, Eli Bridges, Colin Fouts, Jaden Ranney, you know, those guys did a great job up front last night for us. And Brennan Shockley ran his tail off. That's 2 weeks in a row that number 9's really showed up for us on the offensive side of the ball. And you know, we just feel like our passing game is right there. It's an inch away. That's what we kept saying last. And it's an inch away, and you just felt like we had, you know, we really felt like we had about 4 opportunities in the passing game last night. If we just hit on one of those, you know, maybe it turns into a different ball game.
Tigers were able to get on the scoreboard late in the first half. Tigers took over with the football with 9:23 to go in the first half after a score by Zionsville. And the Tigers put together a very nice drive and it ended up being, I believe, about a 13-play drive. Ended up getting down to the Zionsville 3. A false start pushed you back to the 8. I believe it was a fourth down, was it not, Coach, and deciding on what to do. Would you have, at the 3-yard line, were you thinking about going for it on fourth down?
We called the timeout. We wanted to make sure that we had the right play. We wanted to make sure that we felt good about what we were going to do, and we were going to go for it from the 3. You know, against a team like this, that you got to really be able to, you got to be able to fight back against their firepower, and so we were going to go for it. You know, once we got the false start, it kind of made an easy decision. Hey, let's take the 3 there. You know, Brady Johnson did a great job knocking one through, getting us on the board, and you know, now we're sitting at 10-3, and you know, you feel good about your position at that point.
In fact, after the field goal, the Eagles turn it over on a fumble. Tigers get it back, but again, Tigers not able to do anything with the football, so they punt it back to Zionsville with a minute 2 to go in the second quarter, and the Eagles do what they're able to do sometimes. They hit you with a big play to Eugene Hilton, and that set them up in great field position and a great opportunity, and they're able to close out the first half with a touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, that was a big momentum swing there. You know, you feel like if you could find a way to get one first down, you know, you're either able to kind of put the pressure on them to go down and, you know, maybe get a field goal or get a score, and, you know, you're certainly trying not to give them the ball back. I can't remember the situation of what happened there. I don't know if we had a drop or there's something there that, you know, we felt good about it, but ended up, you know, we ended up doing our quick kick there, pinning them down. I think we got a touchback off of it. So, you know, we give them the ball in the 20, you feel okay, hey, they got to go 80 yards in a minute, and you're right. You know, it's just, you know, they had one of their best players on one of our best players, and he made a play, and that's the game of football sometimes.
And so with 18 seconds to go in the first half, Eagles are able to extend their lead to 17-3. You go ahead and take the knee to run out the clock, and so teams head to the locker room to get some water and relax for just a little bit to get ready for the second half. What were some of the things you talked to the kids about as you got ready for the second half?
Yeah, you know, before the game we talked about, you know, are we going to show up and be the tougher team, and can we do that for how long? And we really feel like our kids played really, really hard, a really tough brand of football in the first half. And, you know, we give up that one score. It looked a lot worse than it felt, you know, being down 2 scores at the half. You know, but your message is simple. You know, we're getting the ball. You know, we got to find a way to come down and get some points in the third quarter and limit them. And so, you know, spirits were high. We felt really good coming out of the half. And we, you know, that so the our stalling out and them scoring before the half and then coming out of the half and us stalling out again and them scoring was the game right there. When we weren't able to utilize that, getting the ball, getting the possession, coming out of the half, and then they go down and they hit us on a good throw, on a big play there that, you know, we broke down a little bit. That was the game right there. That little swing before the half and right after the half.
You mentioned that pass completion for Murphy to Regans. You're not going to see too many 6-7 tight ends on your schedule during the season, do you?
No, he's pretty good. He's pretty good. I mean, it's, you know, we had pretty good coverage there. He's just, you know, he's big, but he's really, really athletic. He's got some really good speed to him as well. They've had some really big guys in the past that maybe weren't quite as athletic as he is. But, you know, he presents some challenges. And, you know, like I said, he ran a great route. They made a great throw. And, you know, that momentum swing right there is what kind of ended up being the difference.
So Tigers not able to get the win last night against the Zionsville Eagles. The final, again, was 31-3. So you turn your attention now to the Danville Warriors getting to Sagamore Conference play. Danville falling to Mooresville last night in their contest. But what's the word coming from Hendricks County when it comes to Danville?
Well, I really don't know. You know, obviously, you know, every Friday night you kind of look at the scores, but, you know, until you get into the tape, really don't know. You know, what kind of teams, you know, everybody's bringing back. You know, you got a little bit of an idea, obviously, because you know, being conference and you play them every year, but, you know, every team is different. And so, you know, until we get into the tape, we don't know really, you know, what their strengths are. But, you know, the last 3 or 4 years coming out of week 2, you know, we haven't necessarily had a lot of confidence with how we played against Zionsville. You know, I know we got beat by 4 scores last night, but our kids played really, really tough. We improved on the offensive side of the ball, and you know, and that was our you know, and talking as the coaches last night that, you know, when you come out of a game like that, there's not a lot of games you kind of come out of losing 31-3 where you think, man, we really got something here. You know, we feel like we've got just as good a shot as anybody to win the conference this year, and we know that we get one of the toughest tests right off the bat, and so I think the Tigers will be ready for the challenge next week.
And again, that game will be at Danville next Friday night. I know the weather's going to be a lot cooler this coming week, so hopefully we get back to a more regular schedule. Coach Mock, thanks so much for your time and joining us here this morning.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Scott. Have a good weekend.
You do the same. Once again, Jeff Smock with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. All right, a break, and when we come back, we'll talk Stars football with Justin Pelley. He's on the way, and this is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom.